Xenu disappointed over Cruz Holmes' wedding. 19th of November 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for Unnews. Earth, Solar System, the Milky Way Galaxy. Intergalactic warlord Xenu was very disappointed and frustrated by lavish Scientology wedding of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes over the weekend. Xenu's agents on Earth, or Tigi-Ek, as the planet is commonly referred to, worked hard for months to try and stop the wedding, but was ultimately unsuccessful. The Saturday wedding further cemented humans' control over our homeworld. Ever since Scientology prophet L. Ron Hubbard's ascension to a higher plane of existence in 1985, the evil galactic warlord Xenu has been plotting to reconquer the Earth, but plans have been continuously thwarted, first by the birth of Cruz's daughter Suri, now by the couple's wedding. Xenu has particular fear of Suri, who reportedly has no alien thetans attached to her soul, making her mind pure and unsusceptible to the warlord's manipulation. Not only was Xenu successful in stopping the wedding, his agents were even thwarted from spying on it due to high secure around the Brancaccio castle venue. Scientology officials set up e-meters all around the perimeter, enabling them to detect Xenu agents with ease. The Sea Org's Navy was also deployed on the Italian coast, broadcasting interference to disrupt Xenu's monitoring equipment from space. Like the rest of the universe, Xenu had to content himself with reading details of the weddings in the next day's newspapers. He was particularly distraught by the couple's never-ending kiss following the ceremony. The intergalactic warlord explained it this way, quote, "Every time Scientologists kiss, they release thetans from their body, making it harder for me to control their minds in the future," unquote. Yet he maintains hope, saying that his two most valuable human followers are still loyal. He wouldn't reveal their identities, but pundits suspect they are Trey Stone and Matt Parker, the creators of South Park. Meanwhile, the newlyweds departed for their three-part honeymoon on Sunday. They'll spend a few days in the Maldives, followed by a week in a secret underground Scientology compound in New Mexico, and finally 2 weeks aboard the Sea Org ship Free Winds, where they will undergo further brainwashing. This has been Reverend Zimulator for Unnews. Thank you for suffering.